Okay, so now we're on record. So anyway, once you, I want everybody out there that hasn't emailed me a backgrounder sheet, I want you to email that to me within the next day or so. And then once I've received that, I want you to email me your 3 days and times that you can be available for your first one-on-one consultation. Now, at the end of tonight's call, I'm going to announce 2 dates that are available for the visit to the retreat center. So I don't want people to be thinking about that while we're talking tonight. I want them want you to be listening and paying attention to what we have on the call. And then right after the call, you need to immediately make up your mind to see if those weekends are available, because some people are just chomping at the bit to get here, and some people are not quite ready yet to come here. I will tell you a little bit about what it's going to be like here and what you should have accomplished before you get here. One thing is that you do need to review your materials kit. Now, I know out there people are thinking, we paid this money, you're supposed to spoon feed us. No, that's not right. The problem with that is that I want you to be able to make decisions when you're done with this program on your own. And if I spoon feed you all the simple stuff, you're never going to have an understanding of what's going on. It's just like if you want, you know, people that jump out on the tennis court and wonder why they don't win. Well, they just didn't, they never took the time to get the basics down. So your materials kit is very detailed. And what's going to happen is if you start calling me and I hear in your voice, and I can tell in 2 seconds if you know what you're talking about and if you did your homework or not. And if you didn't, I'm simply going to refer you back to the materials you should have covered, because you just can't be successful unless you get a baseline of knowledge. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do all the work personally. Now, I do advocate that you do a lot of this work personally, because that keeps your expenses at a bare minimum. However, some of you are to the point where you're doing very well at other things, and what I require of you and what you should require of yourself is to get an understanding of what's going on, so that anybody you have helping you doesn't take you for a ride. And I have seen this so many times, it just makes me want to puke, is that somebody wants to do the internet and they're too good to get their little fingers dirty and understand anything, and then some wet behind the propeller head comes in and takes them for tens of thousands of bucks, selling them a bunch of bullshit that doesn't do a thing for them, all right? So nobody under my tutelage is going to, if that happens to you, it's your fault, not mine, because I am demanding that you get a baseline of knowledge, and you will thank me for this the next time somebody tries to sell you a bill of goods. All right, so you got to go through your materials kit. I suggest a little bit every day will do you much better than trying to cram the whole thing in, or say, well, Sunday we're going to listen to 12 hours worth of stuff. Well, you know, I lay it on you. You saw me, everybody on this line, I think, saw me in person. I went 2 hours only and buried you with stuff. Well, just think, if it's edited and not much humor, and you're going to listen to 8 hours of my stuff. Well, it's just no possible way on earth you can absorb it all. So a little bit every day will do you a lot better. And when I tell you stuff, folks, I'm just not trying to be Lord and Master. I've been through hundreds of people that I've trained, and this is what works. And that's kind of why you want me around, because I know what works, and I'm going to help you get to where you want to go faster. Let's see. What's the next thing I want to tell you about? Okay, well, you should have gotten an email from me with a link to a page on greatinternetmarketing.com/JV. greatinternetmarketing.com/JV. And this has a complete, well, I won't say complete because there's always things that change, but a list of the tools that I believe you need. These are tools that I use, every single one of them. With the exception of Word Tracker, which I'm starting to use, but I haven't used it a lot in the past. But every single tool on this page are the tools that you'll see me use when you come out and visit me. These tools were dug out from hundreds more that people have tried to sell me and that I've actually bought and figured out what works and what doesn't. That's another valuable resource I can be to you, is that I've tried lots of the stuff. I spend my money, tens of thousands of dollars on stuff to improve my internet marketing business. And then I pass on to you the things that are really valuable and really work. And if you hear me get, you know, and I'm not a real rah-rah kind of guy. So when I played major college football, and we'd make a touchdown, everybody else was like tripping on each other and screaming and doing cartwheels. I was the kind of guy that, hey, that's what we were supposed to do. All right, so if you see me get excited about something, it's really, really great. Buy it instantly. And recently I did that with a program called 60 Second Sales Letters. I did a whole mentor call about it, and I was really excited about it because it's something that takes me from 2 weeks of writing a sales letter down to a couple hours. So that's something that I get excited about. But I'm going to run through this list here briefly. And I put an explanation with all. If you are online and you want to follow along, you'll go to greatinternetmarketing.com/JV. J and V are usually small letters there. I'm going to check in with you, make sure everybody's still alive. Everybody hearing okay?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Any questions on anything?
Are the tools going to be included, or are these things that we will buy?
These are things that you're going to need to buy for yourself after the fact sometime, and some of them are free. Let me go on mute again. Yeah, some of them are free, some of them are really dirt cheap, and but nothing is expensive. That's one thing you need to get to know about me. I was telling somebody on the phone today, I come from a two-horse town in western Pennsylvania called Claysville, 500-person population, and we lived in the suburbs. All right, so I came from the sticks where we'd get in deep doo-doo if we left the water running because we had a well, or if the lights were on. My dad, I can hear him this moment, who's paying electric bill around here? You know, so I come from a frugal background where I believe, and I will teach you how to use the lowest cost tools to give you the most massive return possible. So you will not see me recommending expensive anything as we go along here. I want all the big money coming to you. I don't want you spending big money. So I'm going to teach you the extremely low cost ways to make your websites and all the tools that are cheap. But you will have to invest in them yourself. And some of them you won't need all of them. Depending on your level and some of the tools you may already have on your computer. But we're going to run through this list now this evening. The first one is pretty much an absolute must. If you resist me on this, we're going to butt heads real bad. Because if you are not willing to invest in the tools to be successful, then you probably don't have much chance of success. Or you may be successful, but you're leaving tremendous amounts of money on the table if you don't have the tools. So the first one is the kickstartcart.com, and I'm going to take this call in case it's somebody that I messed up on. Tom Antion? Okay. You should have downloaded immediately. Hold on, because I got some people on the phone that are going to want to hear this. Hold on 1 second. You're hearing a live reality service call here. Okay, you would have downloaded immediately as soon as the screen popped up. So if you didn't, I'd be glad to email it to you. Yeah, what's your name? Are you sure it went through? You sure the order went through or not? Okay, good. And what is your name? Okay, and when did you do this? Okay, we'll take care of it for you right away. No, it's an e-book, so you'll be able to print it out as soon as I email it to you. Doesn't exist in hard copy. It's only an e-book. All right. Thank you. Get that all the time. There's this giant thing that says e-book, immediately download. And people say, well, when are you going to mail that thing to me? Well, I'm not going to mail it to you. It's like that guy that called me looking for the urology book. So anyway, back to where we were, and I'll take care of her in a little while. But the Kickstart cart shopping system is the basic hub for your entire operation. And you do need to download that brief ebook and read it so that you can see why I, for 3 years, searched for a tool like this, and it was so good I bought into the company, because almost all the top marketers that are small business people that make tons of money use this tool, because it keeps your database for you, it upsells people, it does recurring billing, it has unlimited autoresponders, it'll run unlimited email lists for you. So if you're not willing, and I do feel bad about this. I mentioned this during the speech that you saw me at. If somebody sold you a piece of junk, you have to bite the bullet and get rid of the junk and use the tools that work. Because you could say, well, I spent $3,000 on this thing, I'm going to make it work. No, you're not. You're just going to make it worse if you stick with that attitude. Because you got taken, and I'm sorry, but if you just have a plain Jane shopping cart, it's not going to do any of this stuff for you. And you're going to, a shopping cart like this can take a project that's barely profitable or maybe not even profitable and turn it profitable because of these tools. So you need to read that free ebook about it. You need to go sign up for it and get ready to use it. Now, this doesn't mean you turn off the one you have. This means you start learning this new system and then we transfer it seamlessly later. You're not going to be any downtime here so that you lose sales in the meantime. So get busy, sign up for that, and then go to the training module that's also listed on this page and start learning the way to use it. Now, the training module that I provide with it not only tells you how to set it up, it throws in all the strategies that I use to get more money out of the same number of visitors. It tells you if you're going to bundle a product, you should bundle the first product is normally a higher price than the second one is a lower price, and the psychology of all that. However, the first one can be a lower price, and the second one can be a higher price if certain things occur. You have to learn those so that when it's time for you to sit down, okay, I got 3 books here and I want to make a bundle, so you know what to do. So you have to learn those strategies, and it's all in that training module that you'll listen to right on the web. All right, so that's the KickstartCart.com shopping cart system. All right, and the next one is 60-second sales letters. Now, this is one of the best things that's happened recently to me, because it's an enormous time saver. I'm already a really good copywriter, but it's the time element for me that this one is saving. Now, for you, if you're new at writing advertising copy, then this is going to lead you by the nose right through the elements of a good sales letter and spit it out in a format that's gorgeous that you can suck right into your website. So for you, it's even going to be better than it is for me, because basically for me, it's basically saving time. For you, it's going to lead you through and make sure all the elements are there and save you time right off the bat. So you're not going to have to suffer for weeks at a time writing sales letters like I did all the way coming up through the ranks. So sign up for that and start playing with it. That's an online service, and it's $97 for a year. Next thing is a book that you can get at Barnes & Noble's is Words That Sell by Richard Byann. This is one of the books that, you know, you get your arm broken in my office if it's not right where I can grab it every second when I'm working at my desk. It's got lots of phrases in that you can plug right into a sales letter to say things, like different types of ways to say guaranteed. And it's got, it must have 30, 40 different categories that you can just pluck phrases out and put them right into your sales letter, and they're already proven to work in sales letters. So that's a book you can get off of Amazon or, you know, drop into your bookstore. Okay, the 2001 headlines. This is the headline is the most critical thing in a sales letter, or even in other things that you do. Titles of your books and articles are just like headlines. So I don't write them anymore because that's another thing that is extremely time-consuming, and it takes quite a bit of artistic talent along with the technique of it. So it's very hard to write great headlines. So I don't do it anymore. I can do it, but I simply can't afford the time. So I bought this downloadable course. It tells you how to get there. It's over at professionalspeaker.com. And you'll get the 2001 headlines downloaded immediately, and you will get a big copywriting course mailed to you as almost like a bonus, because it's another. You know, in other words, as much as you can learn about copywriting, that's one of the most important skills you can have, and it's a very expensive skill. It could be $5,000 or $10,000 for a sales letter with no guarantees it's going to work. So this is something that you need to improve on, and between this and the book that I told you and the 60-second sales letters, that's all you need. And you do have the 2-hour CD in the kit that you have, which gives you a lot of my theories and a lot of my ways that I learned this quickly. So go through that too. Okay, now the next thing is textpad.com. This is one of these things, I think they call it freeware or shareware. There is a cost to it, but you don't have to pay it. I don't understand the mentality of the people that create these things. I've had it for years and never paid for it, just never got around to it. And I don't know if I certainly can afford it, but I don't know. It comes back from living in Claysville, Pennsylvania. If somebody's going to give you something for free, why would you pay for it? So anyway, this is the tool that I create all my text-based correspondence with that's going out in bulk. So autoresponder messages and my Great Speaking e-zine are created in this program. Now, don't argue with me and tell me, oh, well, we could do it in Microsoft Word and set the margins. Well, maybe if you were an absolute top-of-the-line, no-bullshit expert, you could. But for most of us mere mortals, you're crazy if you try to write text-based emails in Microsoft Word and copy and paste them. And I know this from experience, because when I first started doing my Great Speaking e-zine, I did it in WordPerfect, no less. I sent it out, and people started calling me and said, hey, Tom, we really like this e-zine, but why did you put %20 everywhere there was an apostrophe? And I'm thinking, what? And they faxed it to me, and I could see all these weird characters in the background because these fancy word processing systems throw in all this stuff you can't see, and it looks good when you send it, but when it gets there, it looks crappy, and it makes you look really bad. So textpad.com, you can go download it for free, and there's a few settings you have to make, and a couple things you need to learn, which I will help you with, and you'll be sending out very professional-looking text-based emails through your autoresponders and your bulk email. Okay, now the next one, this is the greatest little program called Text Cleanup. I think it was $15, but it's anytime you're copying and pasting text around back and forth from places, it gets all kinds of goofy stuff in it and hard returns and sometimes you get somebody email you something and it's got all these caret marks in it where you'd have to take them out one at a time and it would take you an hour to use this piece of text. Well, Text Cleanup will do it in seconds, clean it all up perfectly to be used on your website or to be used in your e-zines or anywhere. So these are the kinds of things, to be honest with you, these kinds of things, the 11th grader that used to work for me found me all these tools, and they're just phenomenal. And it's $15 for that thing, and it just saves enormous amounts of time. So get that one. Short Keys Light, this is another freebie. I was telling the kid I'm getting tired of retyping the same stuff over and over again. So 2 minutes later, he comes back off the internet and says, here, download this, Short Keys Light. And I think it has up to 20 or 30 of these short keys for the free version. And what it is if I have to type great internet marketing, 20 times a day, which I really do, I just hit G1 and boom, it puts it right in there. Now, one thing... This program is awesome, all right? However, there's one situation where it messes you up a little bit, and the first couple times you're going to wonder what hit you. And that's if, let's say you were typing an email address that was, let's say it was talking123@AOL.com. Well, short keys is always sitting there waiting for that G1 key to happen, right? So as soon as I hit talking, T-A-L-K-I-N-G, and then I hit the number 1, boom, it throws in greatinternetmarketing.com. So once you get the hang of this, I would type in T-A-L-K-I-N-G space backspace 1, because that turns short keys off, because after the letter, there was a space, not 1. So you get the hang of that, but the time savings, and if you didn't catch that, don't worry about it. It'll hit you after you start using the program. But that program saves enormous, I'm talking massive amounts of time. You put in the things you type every day, your website address, your email address, all the things you normally use, and these key combinations, boom, throws it right in there, and it'll work in any Windows program. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, Microsoft Word has this auto fill-in thing, or what, I don't know what it's called, but it only works in Microsoft Word. This works anywhere in any Windows-based program. So this is a major, major thing, and look how much time I'm spending on it, and it's free. But I, you know, download it tonight and start using it right away. And the reason is, folks, is because I don't want you, in fact, the first thing that we go through when somebody comes to the retreat center, I don't care who you are, we go through a shortcut class. Because what happens is people think just because they've been using a computer for 15 years that they know what they're doing. Well, I haven't seen one yet that knew what they were doing when it comes to automating and using shortcuts, so that you don't waste time doing a lot of the stuff that's mundane. I want you doing the marketing stuff. So you're going to get a heavy emphasis from me on automation, and this is one of the main tools here. Okay, next one, amazingpopups.com/power. This, just for, even if it didn't have a pop-up generator, this is the tool that teaches you all the cool ways that really top marketers use pop-up boxes. Now, you're going to get that from me over time eventually, but it's a really, you know, I like to have courses in front of me so I can immerse myself and learn what I need to learn so that I know it when the time comes, so without having to wait to talk to somebody. So this is good, and eventually the generator that this that's used to generate pop-up boxes will fade away. So this will become obsolete sometime. However, to this day, pop-up boxes are still making me a lot of money. Now, the reason I say this will become obsolete is because more and more pop-up blockers are blocking this type of pop-up. But every day, money comes in that wouldn't have come in because of these pop-ups. So this is an important, important program, especially for exit strategies like doing a sell-down technique. If somebody didn't buy your digital product, giving them a pick-your-price option, or giving them a finance option when they leave the site without buying. This teaches you all how to do that. Okay, the next one is I tried about 4 different spam blockers so that I don't, you know, when you get really good at this email marketing, you start getting enormous amounts of spam email, because you may not have thought of this, but the more emails from you that are out on other people's computers, most of them don't know what they're doing, so they get viruses. And then the viruses pick up your email address and send out emails as if it was from you, and it sends them to you. So that's why you start getting more and more spam the more internet marketing that you do. So I put spam arrest in, and it knocked out 95% of the spam in the first day. But I did have to set up a separate account for my orders off of my shopping cart, so that it didn't have to go through the spam filter. And that's why I'm giving you my address, orders@antion.com, so you don't have to fool with the spam blocker. Now, in the first month, you do need to check frequently or every day to see what's being blocked, because you may have legitimate e-zines that are sent to you in an automated fashion, and no one is going to... see, spam arrest catches the email, sends back an email to the person, making them verify that they're a real person. That's how it knocks all the spam out, because all the ones, the spam is coming automated. Well, some of your good e-zines are coming in an automated fashion, so nobody will be back there to clear your e-zine through when somebody's sending you one. So you can go into the program and say, oh yeah, there's Great Speaking e-zine from Tom. I'm going to click on that and clear it through so that I don't miss my Great Speaking e-zine every month. So in the first month, you got to watch it a little closer. But after that, boy, is it knocked. It saved me at least an hour and a half a day fooling with spam emails. So really good program. Really cheap, too. I mean, $5 a month or something like that. Okay, next one is Corey Rudel's email marketing course. This is another thing you don't really have to get because I'm going to be feeding you a lot of this over time. But again, it's a very concentrated course that gives you everything in one place at one time. And this was my original mentor, of course, Corey Rudel, so he definitely knows what he's doing. He's one of the real players. Now he's so big now, you can't hardly talk to him for less than $1,200 an hour now. This course is exceptional. However, there's a warning that I'm giving you is don't buy any of the software that he recommends because he and I have split directions on a lot of things. A lot of the software he sells is just impossible to use for a mere mortal. You know, he's got 30 people working for him or something, so he doesn't have to fool with this stuff like we do. So I don't use much of the software, email software that he recommends. But the course is excellent. Okay, the next one, you got to put a big star next to this, is Perry Marshall's Google AdWords course. Not necessarily because you have to have Perry's course. It's because Google AdWords is Google's pay-per-click program. This is going to be an integral part of what we do. This is the fastest tool on earth to check that we're going to use to check to see if your ideas are viable. You can have answers on well-known topics in 10, 15, 20 minutes from the time you set this up. So we're going to have a heavy emphasis on this program, and you need to learn how to use it. Now, I do have an audio that I'm going to give you from one of my other mentor calls. I'm going to cut out the training portion that's going to give you a training by audio on this particular program. It's so important. I'm going to check in with you again. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, any questions?
Good stuff.
Any questions?
Is Amazing Pop-Ups the hover ads you talk about?
No, Amazing Pop-Ups is a conventional pop-up that will work on entry or exit. I'll answer you after I mute you up. Hover ads do not work on exit, so I'm working with programmers trying to get a replacement for so that we can do exit pop-ups only if they don't buy. See, the way it is now is if they click the Buy Me button, it turns off the pop-up box. If they don't click the Buy Me button, any way they leave the page, they get a pop-up box. But it's a conventional pop-up box that can be blocked. So I've got programmers and a lot of us around the country are trying to find the key to that door so that we can duplicate that system where it only pops up if they leave without buying on exit and make it unblockable. So we haven't got the key to that system yet, but that's what we're working on. But the conventional one still works. Hover ads, I'm going to get to that a little bit further down the list. Okay, now the secrets to their success is another Corey Rudel site that is definitely worth the cost of $17 a month. The reason it's worth it is because he only puts legitimately successful people that are doing things on the Internet. This is one of the best idea generator sites anywhere because it's people really making money, most of them in little niche markets. I was featured on there, I think it was last November, and I'm in the professional speaking market. But other people are in some of the most oddball little things and making really good money. Because that's one thing that we're going to concentrate on here, because I can tell you in the years that I've been doing this and the hundreds and hundreds of people I've helped in my mentor program, the ones that fail miserably are the ones that think, oh, I got something that everybody needs. As soon as I hear that, I get my air sickness bag out because I know I'm going to butt heads with people. They think their stuff is, everybody wants it. Well, only one out of a million break through like that. Everybody else makes money by dominating niche markets. And I was pig-headed when I first started speaking. People were telling me this, and no, I can do anything. I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I went to 87 different industries and spoke in every one of them, and I did a great job each speech. But I was beating my head against the wall because I never got known in one industry. And everything I said had to be watered down to cover all of my bases. Well, when you attack a niche market, every word that you write and copy, everything you say on the phone is designed to hone in and push the emotional buttons of that group. And I don't care if they're people that like quilting or if they're Star Trek fans or I don't care what they are. If they're a homogenous group, you can write the words that get them to pull their wallet out of their pocket. Now, that doesn't mean every niche market can make you money, because you could concentrate on MP3 files, and it's all kids downloading stuff and stealing stuff for free. They're not going to buy your e-book or whatever else you got. See, so you do have to think a little bit that will an adult spend money on this topic? So anyway, Secrets to Their Success is a monthly thing where you just see all kinds of ideas of niche markets that people are tapping and how they're tapping them, and I just can't recommend it highly enough for an idea generator. Okay, hover ads. Someone just asked about that. This is a scripting language called dynamic HTML. Now, it's nothing you need to worry about, other than the fact is that it actually looks to pop-up blockers like the scripting for this is just part of the regular page. So it can't be recognized as a pop-up box, even though it looks like a pop-up box to us. And actually, they're cooler pop-up boxes than you could get in a conventional fashion. So if you go to Antheon.com, you can see the hover ad just comes in from the top of the page and bounces. And they have them where you can come in from the side of the page, slide in, and do all kinds of stuff. But I don't try to get too fancy. I just try to use the least amount of fanciness to get your attention. And that, when I put that hover ad on the homepage of Antheon.com, it doubled my subscription rate overnight because it was right in your face and you couldn't miss it and it was kind of cool. So this is kind of the wave of the future, unblockable or dynamic pop-up boxes, and that's what that is. So now, don't get this if you're fresh out of the gate here, because you've got to know how to get into your HTML and copy and paste the code that they give you. So it's not the first thing that you'd want to tackle, because you'll be a little frustrated if you don't. If you can't even make a web page yet, you'll never be able to use this thing. Now, you can get your web guy or woman to use it for you, and you can just tell them how you want it to look, but don't tackle it yourself. Okay, next thing is. I noted a lot of AOL addresses in some of the folks that signed up for this. Well, I have an AOL address, and AOL is a handy thing to have. So it's one of those love-hate things. I was in Bangkok, Thailand, and that was my local internet connection was AOL. All right, so I always keep an AOL account. And another reason I use an AOL account is for online backups. So if I'm working at an airport on a wireless internet connection and I don't have any CDs on me to burn a backup and I'm working on a book or something and I don't want it to be at risk, I email it to my AOL account and just let it sit up on AOL server as a backup. So it's very handy for that. And then also, once you start doing a lot of internet business, there are a lot of people on AOL, so you will probably have to help them a little bit, and it's good to know what's going on with AOL. AOL, on the other hand, the reason we hate them is because they're a pain in the neck. They got that stupid report spam button, which people will use instead of unsubscribing from your email, which gives AOL an excuse to shut you down for a couple weeks so you can't deliver to them anymore. They're pretty much all for themselves, and they pretend like they're doing it for their members. But they're always scooting and cheating on their finances, and they're trying to keep the total amount of email that they have to deliver down, and this is one excuse by screwing over legitimate publishers. So anyway, there's love-hate going with AOL. The reason I bring all that up is because you need to graduate from that. And I remember how bad I fought that when it was coming time for me to do it, and I fought it, and now I kick myself, because you simply cannot do with AOL the stuff you can do with your basic Outlook Express or Eudora or Microsoft Outlook email program. And you're going to need tons of folders to put things in. This is the program where a lot of you have heard me say that when an email comes in with a sale in it, it lights up red and goes ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. So we know instantly in the office when an order comes in. And we can look at it, and if it has to be shipped, then we can pack it up. If it's an e-product, we don't have to do anything but just pull it into the e-product folders. And then you can set its own filters to do all kinds of things, and just tremendous. You know, also you'll be using an email that promotes your website rather than promoting AOL. So that's another big reason, and it allows you to use things like Spam Assassin, which I don't believe work with AOL. So there's just lots of reasons to be using a good email program, and just bite the bullet, get somebody to help you, and get it going. Don't argue about it. Keep your AOL account, but you're shooting yourself in the foot big time if you hold out for some stupid little AOL program. All right, a web authoring program. This, folks, was the biggest and best investment not the biggest in terms of dollars, but the best investment in my entire business career. All right, I'm talking, I've been in business since 1977, all right? This was the best investment I ever made. Of course, we didn't have this stuff back then, but in recent years, was to be able to update a website myself. And I cannot emphasize this enough. This one skill made me a multimillionaire. This is it, right here. And if you are not willing to do this, you're just not serious. Because today, you could get a tutor within 2 or 3 hours to get you the skill that you need to do what I'm suggesting. Now, I am not suggesting that you make your website yourself, because I can guarantee you it's going to look homemade. Unless you're a professional that does this every day, it's going to look homemade, and I don't want that. I want it to look good enough to represent you well professionally and to show up properly in just about any browser that opens it around the world. So, get yourself a tutor. Now, I recommend Microsoft Front Page is the one that makes web pages. Now, you're going to hear the techno geeks crying the blues and trying to talk you out of this. Well, they're all broke, so forget them and listen to me. I really don't care what you use, but the idea is that I do not want you to be strangleholded by these people. I want you to be able, on a second's notice, to go in, open up a website, fix a typo, put a picture on, put a link from your shopping cart to promote a new product with no cost and no delay. If you have to wait even a day for updates, that's too long. I don't have time and you don't have time to do that. So get the skill to update your website. If you can't find anybody locally, the best way is to get somebody to tutor you at your house. The second best is by phone. It's going to cost you a little bit more by phone for people that do this, and I'll give you some recommendations if you need them. But get that skill under your belt. And Front Page is about $150, and some of you have it already in your Microsoft Office suite. Okay, now here's some of the skills. Now this one ties into the one above, because these bulleted points at this page are the all I want you to learn how to do. And these 6 bullets, that's all I knew how to do, folks, for the first 2 years to get me to $20,000 a month. I was able to add a new page and add the buttons from the last page, add a picture, add text, add a hyperlink, and add a table. In fact, I didn't know how to do a table till probably the end of the second year. The first 5 is all I knew how to do to get that money rolling in. So get that skill under your belt. I don't suggest you take a course, because they're going to teach you all the cool, fancy things that you're never going to need. So get somebody to tutor you, and in a matter of hours, you'll be competent enough to make a basic update on your website. Now, you're going to get more comfortable with this and learn some of the little bitty nuances as you go, because it is a little bit different than simple word processing. See, if you're working in Microsoft Word and you hit File, Print, whatever you were seeing on that screen, that's exactly how it's going to come out on your page, right? Well, it doesn't work that way on the Internet, because the web page is seen by different browsers with different screen resolutions, with different monitor sizes, so it's not an exact science. So you're going to have to learn a few of the tricks to constrain your text and your graphics so that they look pretty good on almost everywhere they are. That's what the table helps do, and I didn't even know about it for 2 years and still made money. So don't fret over it, but this skill is what you need, and those are the six bullet points that you need to learn how to do. You're looking at a couple hours of tutoring once you have the program installed. Okay, next thing is these are some of the skills. Ability to properly format a text-based email. You're going to hear me rail totally against HTML email. None of my friends that make more than $1 million a year would ever even think of sending an HTML email. Now, I have a lot of other evidence against them, but that alone ought to tell you, stay away from it. It's a lot of waste of time. It's a lot of hoopla and trouble in almost every market that you can think of. And if you come to me saying, well, I think my market needs HTML, you don't come to me unless you got proof. And that what proof means is you've tested both ways and gotten survey feedback from everybody and sales figures. All right? So don't just say, well, I think they do. That doesn't cut it around here. What cuts it around here is what bottom line you get out of it. And get your ego out of it. You don't need your picture on there. That stuff can all be on a website. All right, but you got to be able to properly format a text-based email so that it doesn't look stupid. And that means that sometimes you get them where there's one long line and one short line and one long line and one word on the next line. You look like an idiot if you send out an email like that. Your TextPad program is going to, when you learn how to use it, is going to make your emails look nice and professional when they go out. Okay, ability to manage many email addresses. You're going to use your Kickstart card shopping system that also has its unlimited email magazine capability. So you're going to automate the sign-up process and the removal process and all that stuff. Okay, the next thing is the ability to construct a sales letter. That's the 60-second sales letter. That's the two-hour CD set that you own already. And that's the Words That Sell book and your headlines course. You're going to put all that together, and then you are going to have the skill that can really make you a fortune. Because writing the words that get people to pull their wallet out of their pocket is the main thing that gets people to buy. And if you can't do that, all this other stuff doesn't matter. All right. Okay, ability to test the sales letter. Now, this is where I was terrible. In fact, I'm not great at it now. However, I saw the light in that I was so successful so early with this that, and it was so easy back 5 years ago compared to what it is now. I'd put a sales letter up and it would start selling and I didn't know any better and it was good enough and I just took the money. But nowadays, many of your projects won't be profitable until you tweak your sales letters, and you must be able to tell exactly how much that sales letter is earning. Now, your Kickstart cart system has the ability to take two sales letters. Let's say they're identical, but you put one headline on one and one on the other. Your Kickstart cart system, when people are looking for your product, will alternate the two sales letters, and then come at the end of the day, you'll be able to see which one, like if each one of them got 100 people to visit, your Kickstart cart will tell you how many people bought from sales letter 1 and how many people bought from sales letter 2. Now, don't you think that's pretty good information to have? So one of them, in fact, Perry Marshall had one ad one time that pulled 19 times more than the other ad, and they were almost identical. See, out in the marketplace, the reactions are very sensitive to changes. And so we're going to get your projects profitable not by hitting a home run on the first try. We're going to get up to the plate and maybe strike out a couple times. And then we're going to change some things and get a single. And then we're going to change some other things and hopefully get a double. And then we're going to change some other things and test it and get a triple and eventually get around the home plate. All right, that's the way it works. And the reason most people fail is, number one, they don't have the guts to stick it out. And number two, even bigger, they don't have the knowledge that you're getting through this program that you're in to do it right. Now, just get it in your mind that we're going to you're going to hear me say test, test, test until you get sick of me. Because every time you ask me something, I'll probably have an opinion and a way to slant, but the real answer will come from your potential customers in your market. And that's why we will test to death until we find out what works on your project, in your market, with your sales letter and your product and your offer. All those things will be tested to get the most money out of the same number of people. All right, so that's the ability to test. All right, you must learn your shopping cart system. I don't want to beat this to death, but guess what? I will, because I've had so many people, they get all excited, oh yeah, I got that shopping cart system Tom's talked about. And when I talked to them a month later, all they did was, it's no better than the one that they had, because they didn't use any of the features yet. And I was bugging a guy, in fact, he might be on here tonight, Dan Janelle is one of our joint venture partners, and for a long time I was bugging him, when are you going to get your upsell module going? Oh, I'll get to it, Tom, I'll get to it. When are you going to, and I'm bugging the heck out of him, and I finally got sick of it and just forgot about it. And I don't know if it was a month or 6 weeks later, he's like, I love you. And I'm saying, what's up? Well, he put the upsell module in, and somebody that would have bought one CD bought four CDs. So two customers that day bought eight CDs where they normally would have only bought two. Now this, when you put these modules into place, this happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, upping the amount of money you get from the same number of people. This is how you get wealthy, not just throwing the shopping cart up and saying, yeah, I got this jet fighter, but I'm just flying it like a little Cessna. You know, no, I want you to learn how to use the features. That's where the money comes from. Okay, next thing, you must learn and apply exit strategies. All savvy marketers make money coming and going. Let me check in with you. We still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions?
Yes.
What's that?
Hey, Tom, have all the materials kits been sent?
Yeah, they've been sent long ago.
Okay, I haven't got mine yet.
Where are you at?
I'm in Houston.
Now, I will email me, because I want to double-check that it said ship, because, you know, it gets so crazy after those events. If it didn't have a check mark on ship product, then we didn't ship it. So email me your name and tell me to check on it.
All right, I'll do it.
And Tom, speaking of receipt, I noticed that the emails that you sent us notifying of the calls tonight, I didn't get until about 5 minutes before the call.
And which one was it? Was it the first one or the last one?
I didn't even, the one that you supposedly sent on Saturday.
Wow, that's bad. Okay, yeah, well, let's talk about that, because I sent it yesterday. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Just email me directly, because that's not a something that's probably affected everybody. But what about everybody? When did you all get the emails from me?
I got mine this morning.
All right, because I sent another one today as a reminder.
Right.
We got one yesterday and we got one today.
Okay, so you got it properly. What? I think somebody's cross cutting into our line or something, because I still hear some craziness on there. Okay, well, I'm going to go back off here. Okay, and I'll field some more questions a little later, so write anything that comes up down. Okay, exit strategies. And I will address that email delivery, and that's something that overall, email is the most volatile it has ever been. since I've been doing this. However, it's still the most profitable of any part of this. So you just have to learn to deal with it. Exit strategies. Smart marketers will make money when people are coming to their site and when they're leaving. So most beginners or people that have poor advisors, poor in all sense of the word, don't pay attention to the exit strategies. And that's where you can add another 30% to 50% of your money is when people are leaving. And we're talking about finance options, and that's what would use the pop-up boxes. Like when somebody wants to buy my big speaker video but they can't afford it all at once, when they leave, they get a finance option. That's an exit strategy. And I get people to buy that were leaving without buying, all right? The sell-down technique where I have them pick their own price, that's an exit strategy. Thank you page selling, that's an exit strategy. And your shopping cart will help you do all of these things. So smart marketers will use exit strategies to increase their money. Okay, next thing. You must learn the pay-per-click world. Pay-per-click is one of the best things that has happened to the internet marketing world. One reason is because it does cut out a lot of the riffraff that was totally clogging up the internet with thousands and thousands of web pages that they were trying to cheat to get high rankings in the regular search engines. And a lot of that has disappeared because the search engines are so smart they don't look at them anymore, and those people disappeared because they're broke and couldn't afford to use pay-per-click. Or at least, I won't even say that, is they didn't know how to use it, so that it didn't take much money in the pay-per-click world to start making money. And what that means is, you know, it doesn't matter how broke you are, if you could buy dollar bills for 50 cents, how many would you buy? You know, you'd have the money and you'd find the money when you turn a pay-per-click program profitable. Now, for those of you that are brand new, pay-per-click means that you bid on a keyword that applies to your product or service. For instance, with me, it might be public speaking or eulogy speeches or wedding toasts. Those are keywords. And so I bid so much money so that when anybody types that in and my ad pops up, or shows up in a search engine, if they click on it, I owe that search engine the amount that I bid. So you have to be sure that on the other end of this, that you're making enough money to pay for the click and make a profit. Now, your Kickstart cart tracks all of this for you so that you can see if you're making a profit or losing a profit on any particular keyword. So you have to learn that world, because that's part of that Google AdWords I was telling you about, where literally, after you learn to use the system, 10 minutes later, you can have extremely targeted traffic coming to your website. And sometimes for as little as a nickel, a click. So we're going to really spend a lot of time on how to navigate that world carefully so that you don't blow a lot of money. Because, you know, it's easy to get people to your website, but if you can't convert them into buyers, no matter how cheap it is, it's expensive. So we want to look at the whole system of pay-per-click and so that you track and to see what projects are profitable and what aren't right away. Okay, that's pay-per-click. Now, you must understand affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing has two phases, or two facets. One is you join for free other people's affiliate programs and put the links on your website. And if somebody clicks on it and buys from them, you get a commission. Amazon is the one that everybody knows about that started this. The other side of this, people get these confused, is that you have your own affiliate tracking software. Somebody else joins your affiliate program, puts your links on their site, and if somebody clicks on their site and buys from you, you send them a commission. So it's either you're getting a commission check for selling somebody else's stuff, or you're given a commission check when somebody's buying your stuff. You should be doing both, because both maximizes the profit for you. So I sell lots of other stuff. In fact, some of my biggest days have been selling other stuff. I sold a thing for Corey Rudel one time, sent out one email, and my share was somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000. That's just commission. And I didn't have to lift a finger to deliver the product or service a customer. So this can be very lucrative. On the other hand, every day, every night, people that have wedding sites are selling my wedding books and my eulogy books. Not on the wedding site, that is. But and then I send them a commission at the end of the month. And some people are selling my speaking system, and I send them a commission. So, or some, they're recommending my seminars, or who knows? They can virtually everything I have is commissionable. And the reason affiliate programs are so great is that you don't pay anything unless somebody buys. So you don't have to pay for somebody to put the link on their site. You only pay if somebody clicked over and bought something. So this, you can't lose with this method, say. So affiliate marketing is really important to your success and getting the word spread around quickly. And some of the you'll learn a lot of the cool ways to use this. For instance, if you wanted to submit an article to My Great Speaking E-Zine, and it was a good article, but you know, I got lots of good articles. But if you said, "Hey, this article tells the speakers about a really cool product that they probably need that I own, and I will make you an affiliate if you run this article, and you'll get a commission for everybody that buys," now your article just went to the top of the stack at Great Speaking, as long as it was a good article. Because I get money if somebody likes the article and buys your stuff, see? See, so there's a lot of cool tricks on that to get people to go your way because you're giving them an affiliate commission. So you got to understand this model. And you have in your Kickstart cart a built-in affiliate marketing module. And the reason that's important is because when I was doing this before Kickstart cart, my God, what a nightmare. I bought affiliate tracking software for $1,100, and I had a $2,000 shopping cart. So you, and top of the line, both of them. Well, guess what? They wouldn't work together because it has to work with your shopping cart to track the sales. And I was down 6 months and lost a fortune on it. And when it doesn't work and you're in that situation, what happens is the propeller heads blame each other. So the shopping cart people are blaming the affiliate people, and the affiliate people are blaming the shopping cart people, and you're left holding the bag. All right, so an integrated system wipes out those kinds of problems. So you can have your affiliate program up within hours once you get the shopping cart system. All right. Next thing is, you must understand product creation. You know, you can do, you know, you don't have to have products if you're on a totally affiliate basis where you're selling other people's stuff. The problem with that is you're always going to be, you know, just scraping by because there's not enough commission to make you rich. There's commissions there, but for you to get the traffic and get them to buy, cost money in some fashion or the other. You either pay per click or spending all your time and money getting high search engine rankings or whatever it is. So you're very seldom are you going to get wealthy doing just affiliate marketing. And there have been cases where people have, but for the most part, it's not what you just want to stick with only. You want to develop your own product. So a lot of what we'll be working on is so you can develop new products for niche markets and get cash flow coming from these niche markets. And like my eulogy book brings in about $30,000 a year. The wedding, each of the wedding sites bring in over $30,000 a year. So none of them are enough to get rich on, but add them all together and it pays the mortgage on this house. See, so which is about $7,000 a month. So this is, you know, having more than one project and getting them profitable is important, but you got to have a product. And some of the product, in fact, all the products that I just mentioned, the eulogy and the wedding and that were written by ghostwriters, dirt cheap, and I'm selling them. So, and I have, own all the rights to them. So this is, you'll learn that method. In fact, I got a guy in Romania right now writing a book, How to Buy a Used Boat. And while he's at it, I figured, well, why doesn't he write how to sell a used boat? Because a lot of the stuff will be the same websites as references and resources, so why not have them both at once? So for $500, I'm getting two e-books that probably within the first month will break even and then be a constant cash cow after that, if I can get them to cash flow. And if I can't, I can still have affiliates selling the books where I only pay if they sell one. So I'm never putting out any money that's not going to come back to me because it's already been earned. I've already made the profit as soon as they sell one, and I don't have to pay the commission until afterwards. So no matter what you have, you can get the return on it one way or the other. And you can use them as bonuses on other things, too. So if the cost of developing these products is low enough, then you don't have to worry too much about whether it's going to be profitable or not, because any little bit will make it profitable. Okay, next thing is you must understand... Oh, I forgot about that last second. Perfectionism is not allowed in this arena. If you are a perfectionist, I'm going to beat it out of you, okay? Because hopefully you read that saying there. My imperfect product that's bringing in money is far better than your half-finished strive-for-perfection product that's sitting on your hard drive, okay? You put the products out there, you do as best you can, and then you improve upon them while the money's coming in. You don't wait for anything to be perfect. I got buddies that have been waiting 20 years to write their book, and they're never going to write it because it has to be perfect. Well, that doesn't work around here. Okay, next thing, you must understand keyword research and how important it is to your success. The whole Internet, and I don't know how this is ever going to change, is based on keywords. So there's always going to be something of that needed. You're going to need to know about that so that you have a chance of being found in the web pages or in the web or in the search engines. So you're going to learn how to research hundreds of words that apply to what you do, where you may only think you have two or three right now. And there's tools on the Internet to do it. The free one is the search term suggestion tool at Overture.com. That's the main one I've used for years to give me an idea on how possibly profitable projects would be and how big my markets are. It'll tell you how many people were searching on it in the last 30 days. And the other one is the Word Tracker, which is a more advanced one, which now I'm doing more advanced things. I'm starting to work with that. And it not only tells you how many people are searching on things, it tells you the ones that are popular that aren't being, that there isn't much competition on. So it might not suggest that you go after the best keyword because the competition is too stiff. It might say, hey, take this keyword that's three people down the totem pole or three words down the totem pole and use it because there's no competition on it. So I'd rather dominate a keyword and get all that traffic than fight it out really hard and maybe get a tiny piece of the traffic that on a keyword that is supposedly the best one, because you're fighting it out with everybody else that way. So you must understand about keyword research. Then you must understand what to do with the keywords. And that's how they're embedded in your website. Now, this is clearly explained in your ClickBook under keyword placement. So don't call me and ask me to tell you all about keyword placement if you haven't already read that section of the book, because it'll answer any questions you have about it, because that's all I know about it. Okay, you must understand how to use surveys. This is another thing people don't understand. When they ask me, you know, and what I don't want you to do is expect me to be God and know everything. I don't know what's going to happen when we test something. I have an educated guess from my experience. But the answer is always in your clients, in your potential prospects. So on new projects, the first thing we do, if they don't cash flow immediately, and even if they do, it's still a good idea to do this, is to survey the people, give them the product, and get their honest answers of why they didn't buy. Now, there's software that automates this for you, and you must do this because that is the real person that was typing in the real keyword that found your site and they chose not to buy. Well, we want to know why. Because if we can find 50 people to tell us why, or even 30 or sometimes 15 people to tell us why they didn't buy, we can go to our sales letter and address those objections, rewrite or put those things in the sales letter, and that person or those people just told us how to sell people just like them. And you can't hardly miss by improving what you're doing if you survey and use the information properly. See? Now, another way on the other side of the coin is you survey the people that actually bought and ask them why they bought. You will be amazed at the answers that you get. And by getting those answers, you can put more of that type of information into your sales letter to get more and more like-minded people to buy. See, because that was what tipped them over. So if you put more of that, you're going to tip more people over to buy. So you must understand survey. And it's there's free survey software out there. They're in your Kickstart cart. There's a questionnaire module. I've never used it. I've used survey software, but I was doing that before the Kickstart cart came along. Okay, you must. This is a cool one, and this is eventually you must learn this. This is a really powerful thing called dynamic sales letters, and that's not just hype dynamic. That means you actually have the ability nowadays. And I'm just starting to work with this myself, so I'll report more on this later. But my friends that use it report enormous conversion ratios when a sales letter is personalized to the person reading it. This is the coolest thing in the world. And the way it works is they answer a survey and before they read the sales letter. The results of the survey automatically go and plug in custom information into the sales letter before the person reads it. This is just mind-boggling how powerful this is. So it might be, let's say for my Wake 'em Up speaking system, it might be instead of learn how to make $5,500 every time you speak. And it might say, John Thompson, you can make $5,500 every time you speak in Cincinnati. And because John might have said on his thing that I want to speak locally, I don't want to travel, and I live in Cincinnati. can you imagine? I got to open the line up here. See, now this is one of those things I'm getting excited about, so you know it's killer. Does anybody out there realize the power of what I just said?
Absolutely, Tom.
Absolutely. You
use that. What's that? Did somebody say they used that already?
I've not used it yet.
Okay. It's extremely powerful, can close enormously high conversion ratios by doing that. And they gave you the information to start with. Okay, now, one way that I'm using, I'm developing this right this moment, is that we have a survey being made up about the Wake 'em Up speaking system for people that didn't buy. And the answers are going, they're not actually going live to the internet. They're going to a company called Databack.com, which is an autoresponder company. And the answers, they have drop-down boxes like, why didn't you buy? And the answers could be, it's too expensive. I'm skeptical of ordering on the internet. Or whatever, you know, there's about five different choices there. Well, if they pick one of those choices, that goes over to the Databack company, and they send them an email from me, delayed one day, so that it doesn't look automated. And they get the email from me, and it says, I want to thank you for filling out our survey yesterday, and I noticed that you said that you're skeptical of ordering on the internet. Right? So, The Databack company took a pre-written response that I had already loaded into their system based on whatever the person said why they didn't buy. So it goes over there, and my answer says, you know, I don't blame you for being skeptical because there's a lot of scam artists out there, but what I want you to do is go type my name into Google and sit there and pack a lunch, because you're going to be there for months sitting about all the reputable places my name shows up. You know, so, and then it might say, another question might have been, well, what's your main goal with regard to speaking? And it might say, well, I'd like to speak internationally. So another paragraph gets popped into the email that says, you know, I also noticed that you said you'd like to speak internationally. Well, I really like that too, except the travel is kind of a bear. But, you know, I've been to Hawaii for a 20-minute speech, and I spent 4 days there, all expenses paid. And I've been to, you know, I had a butler in a penthouse in Thailand where the country of Thailand brought me in to help them with internet marketing. And, you know, so now I'm getting them all whacked out about how great it is to be an international speaker because I answered specifically what they were interested in. These are dynamic sales letters, and this is going to just blow the roof off of the sales of people that are using them. But this is like the very little known. This is like there's less than 0.5% probably of people on earth that know about this. And now you do. So, well, not even on earth, of people that have websites. All right. So earth is too big. But people that are actually trying to sell stuff on the internet, I would say there's probably not 0.25% that know about this. And they won't for a long time, and you'll be able to kill your competition by doing this and scarfing up all the sales on your topic where somebody else is just doing it in the traditional fashion. Dynamic sales letters. Okay, spying on your competition. If you saw me in, where the heck were we, Atlanta, you saw me show you a bunch of spy techniques to see what's going on with your competition. Because we want to know what they're doing. We want to take advantage of them spending money with a bunch of propeller heads doing research and doing all this work. And we're going to judiciously pick from that work and look at it and use what is good and throw away what's bad and let them do all the development. So you must learn how to spy on your competition and know how to use the information. You know, we're guerrilla fighters here, and we're going to keep our expenses low and our returns high. So there's going to be more added to this page as we go. And this is a page you'll want to bookmark, because this will be a listing of all the stuff that you need. And at the top, I'll be putting the link to the recordings of our calls. So if you can't be on a call, you'll know to come here and listen to it. And that's in the beginning. What I do with my mentor program is I hide the recordings where only you get the link to it. Every week or every other week for them, because I don't want somebody figuring out where this site is and getting what you're paying for free, because you're getting the top of the top of the top kind of training here. So we don't want them not paying to get in the system and using it against you. So that's that. Okay, I'm going to open it up for some more questions. And if you please hit *6 and mute yourself out, unless you want to say something, or I may have to have us all call back in, because I'm still hearing a really loud noise that is not indicative of a small group like we're on. We only have 35 people at the most on here. Okay. Oh, that's much better. That's much more quiet.
Was it automatically downloaded? Because I go to mail.
Who are you talking to? What will automatically download?
I don't know who that was.
That wasn't for me. Okay.
Side conversation.
Okay, do we have any questions? Say your name and where you're from.
John Hall in Tennessee.
John, I apologize profusely. I'm on my knees right now. You ought to smack the poop out of me. I put the wrong watch on today. I mean, I switched watches today, and it was an hour. It was on a different time zone. And you were right, and I was wrong.
You're forgiven, but that's why when I came in at 8:05, you guys were way into it.
Well, that's why I got the recording, and you'll be able to listen to it, but I apologize profusely about that. And you all saw me on stage. I can barely put an icon on my desktop, but I can make a lot of money. So
totally
cut me a break.
Okay. Did I miss the retreat center date?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm saving that till the end so people can go, talk it over with whoever they need to talk it over with, and then it's first come, first serve.
Okay, I do have one other quick question.
Okay.
I don't want to hog time, but
no, don't worry about it.
Is there a place where I can get a list of a variety of your websites so I can go see them as examples of how this, how your system runs?
Yeah, you can just email me and I'll give you a bunch of them.
Okay, last thing I've got on my list right now. For a motivated person such as myself with time to work on this, what's a realistic timeline to get a first project up or first product out there to see if we're going to get a single or a strikeout?
If you take your time, a couple weeks.
Okay.
I mean, you could go faster than that, but, you know, you have to get a product to sell. You know, if you're going to write your own e-book, that'll take a little while. Even if you hire it written, it's going to take a little while. Now, you could buy the rights or get resale rights to another product. Hey, does everybody else hear that static?
I do.
Yes. Yes.
I do.
Okay, I'm going to suggest we all call back in just to see if that'll fix it. And
what is this star 6 thing that you told me?
Star 6 is mutes out your individual phone, so try it right now. That might have been you.
That got better.
Okay.
That's better.
Was that you, John, that muted yourself? Well, he can't hear me. Okay, well, it might have been you, John, so let's finish up your question and then you go back off mute. So hit star 6 one more time.
Am I back now?
You're back, and I don't hear it, so it must have been somebody else then.
I've actually been in on this call on 3 different phones, so I don't think it was me.
Okay.
Two different cell phones and a landline.
All right.
But I've heard the static, so.
Okay, any other questions?
Tom, this is Marcia Ramblin in San Diego.
Hey, Marcia.
Hey, this has been a great call.
Getting warmed up.
Oh, great. Well, my question is about the email addresses, or is that contained in kickstartcart.com?
What email addresses are you talking about?
Let's say if I'm going to send out email notice to everybody, might have a email list manager, I guess.
Yeah,
is what I'm asking.
Yeah. It'll manage unlimited numbers of email lists for you. Now,
okay.
Everybody needs to hear this, so I'm going to go on mute because I'm hearing that static again. Okay. Because of who I am, I have the ear of the president of Kickstart Card Company, or the OneShoppingCart.com. And I spoke to him recently, eye to eye, and they normally do not allow you to upload a list of your present clients or email list or e-zine into the cart without reconfirming with each person that they really want to hear from you. Now, this is a really tough thing because you'll lose a lot of subscribers that way. So, for any of you that have lists, before you attempt to do such a thing, I will clear it with the person at Kickstart Card to allow you to do this without reconfirming. Now, the reason they do this is because if some spammer said, hey, I'm going to upload a bunch of stuff to Kickstart on the free trial, send out a bunch of spam emails, and if I get shut down, who cares? Well, that would hurt all of us if that was allowed to happen, because all the ISPs that saw emails coming from Kickstart Card wouldn't allow them in, so we'd all get screwed. So that's why they're so tight with not allowing people to upload and send out without reconfirming. However, I told the guy that my people are from a professional market and that still you'll be asked how you got the list, you know, how you collected it, because if you bought a list and you upload it and spam and my name's on it, you and I are going to have trouble, big trouble. So I don't want anybody trying to take advantage of this, and I know you wouldn't. But that's the problem, is that people would spam and then we'd all be in trouble. So I can get you through, but you better have the right answers of how you got the list. These are actual customers that bought so-and-so from me. You didn't just buy a list from somebody or go through your association directory and copy down all the email addresses. That's all spam, and they won't clear you through. But before you try to do this, I will put you through to the people that will let you upload your list without going through the reconfirm process. All right. Let me open it up again. Okay, I'm back.
Tom, if those, if our database is in Outlook, I'm sure that Outlook has a way that you can download that to an Excel file, which is then uploadable to Kickstart.
Yeah, you're going to have to get it in the comma delimited or tab delimited format in some fashion. And I, you know, the reason I don't know a lot about Outlook's address book is because most people that kind of in the know would never in a million years use Outlook's address book, because that's what gets attacked all the time by hackers. So you'd want to search out your help file and learn how to get the stuff out of there as fast as possible into some type of comma or tab delimited format. And then it'll be importable into Kickstart or anywhere you want, really, once you get it in that format.
And if these were clients in a previous life, is that still, is there still an assumption that we have their permission?
Well, as long as they would recognize you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's the main thing. And when you do any kind of first-time mailings, I want everybody to put a special emphasis on making it very clear of how what the relationship is right off the bat, because all it takes is one person crying spam, and then you got trouble. We all have trouble. So make sure the relationship is clear. But if they're a client and they would remember you, then you're pretty cool. Anybody else?
So, Tom, just housekeeping. This is George here in Houston. You want us, after we give you information on us and what we're up to, you want us to email you three different times for a one-on-one this coming week or so?
Well, I want you to go through the materials first.
Okay.
Because I do not want to burn time up on simple stuff and then making you mad because you took the time to schedule the appointment, but then I sent you right back to the materials because you obviously didn't go through it. So there's two main things you need to go through. One is the big Butt Camp album, which is the 6-CD album and the CD that says "Listen to Me First." Everybody still hear the static?
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
I'm getting tired of it. Let's call back in. Does everybody have the number?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Welcome. You have reached the voicetext.com.
Hello.
Hi, I'm back.
Hi.
It's Tom. Okay, sounds kind of quiet.
Yep, better.
Now I hear an echo. Most of the, do you hear an echo now?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll live with an echo a little bit. Most of the time when you're doing telephone seminars, you're going to have everybody muted out so that it doesn't mess up your recording.
That's a good idea.
I think we just got a rough line tonight, and this doesn't happen very often. I mean, I was on last week with like 1,400 people. Hit star 6, everybody. Yeah, it's just as bad. Yeah.
One thing you might want to suggest is that people not listen on their speakerphone. I think that may be why you're getting a lot of bleed in there.
Does anybody have a speakerphone going? They won't admit to it. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Just a thought.
Yeah, I agree. And whenever we get into teaching you telephone seminars, I send out a big instruction sheet, including that, no speakerphones and so forth. So anybody have any other questions?
You mentioned that as we were finishing the previous call and getting back on this one, that there were two things that we needed to do. The first was to go through the Butt Camp album.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, go through the Butt Camp album, and then I want you to go through the entire click book, but you don't have to read it word for word. That's the dark blue CD in your red pouch. That's my complete e-marketing system. And I want you to read the beginning matter, and then I want you to start reading the book. It's a PDF file. And if you get bogged down a little bit on what you're reading, you scroll down, and you'll see a big light bulb. And it says, this is all you needed to know about the last section. So I want you to at least go light bulb to light bulb through that whole book to get a big overview of how this works. Boy, that sounds like I'm there's a ticker tape.
That's somebody typing on a keyboard in the background.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're on our call or if there's some crossover going on here.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's Rodney. I have a question.
Okay. Hi, Rodney.
I have a product in a book that's just about ready, and I've created other websites, so I'm ready to make it.
Yeah, can you speak up a little bit?
And what I'd like to do is ask where to have it hosted. Does it really matter?
You have can you say it again, please?
Yeah, I have a book that's ready, and I've made other websites, and I'm wondering where.
Is it an e-book?
Yeah.
It's an e-book, right?
Yeah.
The e-book is actually going to be delivered by your shopping cart. So it's going to, the e-book will be up on the server with the shopping cart. And the hosting, as long as it's reliable, we really don't care.
Oh, okay.
Now, for important sites, I happen to use Vero, Vero.com. But other people on the line may have some ones they're very happy with. Does anybody have any recommendations for hosting that they are happy with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
Go ahead.
This is Jocelyn in Seattle. I just switched everything to Vero because you mentioned it a while back.
Yeah.
And I've been very happy with their customer service.
Yeah, you can have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-number customer service. And their uptime has been, you know, virtually perfect the whole for 6 years straight. So I've been very happy with them.
Okay,
and it's Vero, or it could be hosting.vario.com.
Okay, and I have one other question.
Okay.
For an email program, Eudora versus Outlook, does it matter?
You're just going to have more people that know how to use Outlook if you need help on something. So Eudora is a fine program, but it's a very tiny portion of the market.
Okay.
And so it would be hard if you don't know what to do, nobody can help you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
Hey, Tom, we need to go pretty soon. Can you get to the dates?
Can you get to the what?
This is Eva.
Hi, Eva.
Can we get
to the dates. Okay, I'm going
to... We're going to have to leave.
Okay, I'm going to get to the dates now, and... And then also, everybody needs to fax in their agreement form, and after I give the dates, I'll stay on and answer any questions about the agreement. Okay, dates April 22nd through 25th. I'm sorry, through 26th. I've picked two dates so far: April 22nd through 26th. However, don't come if you're a brand new newbie and don't think you're going to get through your materials that soon, because you don't want to come here if you're too raw. And then the next one is May 6th through 10th. May 6th through 10th and April 22nd through 26th, and that's all I've picked so far. I'm waiting on a few speaking engagements before I can pick the next couple ahead of time.
Hey, Tom, when we start on those first dates, when are we supposed to arrive? The night before?
You arrive the evening, the Thursday evening or afternoon at Norfolk International Airport. So that would either be April 22nd in the late afternoon, no earlier than 3, really, and then depart by 10 a.m. Monday morning, the 26th. In May, you would arrive Thursday the 6th and depart, actually it's a holiday, the 10th is Mother's Day. Okay, any questions on the agreement?
Tom, John Hall, am I on?
Yes, John.
Do we lay claim to a date now?
No, you email me, make sure you're absolutely certain because I do not want cancellations. I don't have any deposit on everybody and I have to maximize the space here, and also if anybody doesn't get in on the first, in other words, if you can't stay here but you really desperately want to come on a certain date, I can handle you here for the training, but I can only sleep so many, so you'd have to get a hotel a couple miles down the road at your own expense if you definitely want a date and you didn't get right in. So.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right. Anybody else have any questions?
You have a downstairs bedroom?
I do have one downstairs bedroom.
Tom, okay. I have a question.
Yes.
I don't even have a website yet. Am I in over my head?
Well, I don't know how savvy you are, what you know. I think you should ask me that question after you listen to the at least the Butt Camp CDs and go through the book, because in many cases you're better off because you don't have to. We don't have to redo things that you screwed up.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Tom, one more question about the contract.
Yes.
How does this affect our existing businesses?
This is a good question to bring up. How does it affect your existing businesses? In your case, since you have specific businesses that were operating and profitable already, that will be handled on a case by case basis with each person. So in your case, definitely some of them will be exempted because you clearly had them going for a year or more now and were profitable with them. And I don't want to get into picking hairs about, we increased your profit, this and that, so it's better to just exempt them. But I have to ask you to, pay attention to these new projects so both of us have a chance of making them profitable as soon as possible.
Of course. Yeah, great. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
Tom, John Hall.
Hey, John.
I definitely want to come in June. I've got a tech head on my team, so I can get a long ways down the road between your materials and him and emails and whatnot. The question is product development between now and then. Should I be shooting? I mean, I'd like to have a product developed. Is that something you and I can consult?
Yeah, that would be in our one-on-one time. We talk about a product for you. Yeah, what's the makes sense for you to work on, but products can be created so fast it makes your head spin nowadays if you know what you're doing. And
okay.
We'll get you right on our first talk. We'll have you on your way.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Mrs. Coral. If we have an administrative assistant / tech person, may we bring them?
Yeah, you definitely can bring them. Now, whether we can, we have to, as I said, this is a very exclusive setting here, so there's only so much space. So what some people have thought about doing is, yes, they can bring the tech person for the training, but to make them sleep at the Econo Lodge or something. If it works out that they can fit in the room that you're staying in, because some people, like if it's you and it's a young boy,
right.
It's not appropriate for you to stay in the same room anyway. We can't use another full-blown room here for that person, but they're certainly welcome and invited for the training.
So if we can stay in the same room, that's all right.
Then we have a chance to do it that way,
cool.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, Tom, the rooms in your location, are they all individual rooms? Are they shared rooms? How does that work?
Oh, it's some would be shared and some would be individual. For instance, one couple will be staying in the lavender room. That's one bed, but they will have that privately because there's only one bed in there. The techno geek room, unless somebody is really gung-ho and one of them wants to sleep on a futon, that's a one-person room. The other rooms are two queen beds, and so it would have to be some type of related pair or a couple guys that wanted to come together or a person and their tech person that of the same sex. The sharing, and then some of the bathrooms would be shared. Only one of the Gigabyte room has its own private bath. The rest are shared baths, one of which is downstairs. The bathroom is actually, on the main level, so there's no stairs to go up and down. There's a bath upstairs that's shared between two rooms. So there is some sharing of bathrooms, and we've run about 8 or 10 weekends here, and everybody's worked out well. Nobody gets to share mine. That's extra. That costs extra.
Tom, what are the other dates of the conference calls?
I'm going to announce that tomorrow. I'm going to do several of them this week to get you really up to speed fast, and record them all. So don't worry if you're not there. They're going to be mostly training calls, probably 15 to 20 minutes each. On specific topics. And so they're going to be this week, but I don't know what days yet. And it may be almost every night this week to really get a jump start on this.
Okay. Hey, this is Charlie in California.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi. I am thinking that it would be better for me to wait till after the May session. I don't think I can have everything I've committed myself to do done by that time.
No problem.
Is this going to be a big obstacle or anything?
No. In fact, this is where, you know, I know this is a big fun thing, but this is only a small part of this program. This is coming here as an immersion setting that's going to get you fired up and allow you to work on stuff with little interruption. But the program that's coming here is only a small portion of this whole program. So if some people are already planning, they're not coming until September. So
okay.
So this will not hurt you any way at all. If I find out who's making all that noise, I'm going to hurt them, though. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Elin in Fort Lauderdale.
Elin, how are you?
I am great.
Good.
At your retreat, what is the maximum amount that you should be trained, since some people will be trained at the Eternal Life?
The maximum amount of what?
People who will be trained.
Oh, we can easily handle 10 here in the house. That would be about the maximum. I doubt if we're going to hit that number each time, but the maximum would be 10. The house is enormous, but the only so many sleeping rooms.
This is Coral. I have a question about the contract.
Uh-huh.
In the contract, you indicate that profits are defined as gross income from the project, less the cost of goods sold, less pay-per-click or advertising costs.
Right.
Does that also include our costs for any of the software that we would buy?
No, that's pretty much not considered in a profit and loss statement. Those are basic infrastructure things. And plus, like I said, it's going to be so minimal, this software, it's not even going to play into the whole deal much at all.
Okay, yeah, just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. Well, get your contracts faxed in. I'll be in touch with everybody via email to push this along. And then as soon as you finish, boy, this noise is not normal, folks. This is very odd.
Sounds like somebody's taking a shower.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but this is the first time this happened in a couple years. Anyway, go through your materials kit, and but get me your email of who you are, what you want to accomplish, all those things. And then after you finish your materials kit, start planning for your one-on-one conversation where we create your custom action plan and really get you moving. And I know some people are just chomping at the bits, and I will take emergency calls and help you as best I can, but I want you to have this baseline of knowledge. It will carry you through all of this and make everything else go smoother for you. Okay, any other questions?
Tom, am I on?
Yeah.
I must have missed in the earlier part of the teleconference.
Where were you?
Just goofing off.
Yeah.
I was in the wrong zone. The one-on-one, the game plan, all that, I hadn't read anything about it. Did you talk about it earlier in the conference?
No, I really didn't. It's just that I want you to go through your materials first. And then I want the email, I believe you already sent yours to me, on the backgrounder.
Sir.
And once you get through the materials, you email me three different days and times that you can be available for our one-on-one. And then that will be an ongoing and as needed as we go. So there's no kind of time limit on it. The idea is to get you profitable. And there'll be usually 30-minute sessions at the most. With homework in between, and when you complete the homework, you start over again reporting back.
So get through the materials, then give you three dates and times days and time for one-on-one.
That's right.
And we put a game plan together at that point.
That's the way it works.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Can't
wait to get you moving. And good night, John Boy, and good night, Mary Ellen. And all right, we'll catch you later. And
you'll get
an email to the link of where this audio is also. All right, bye.
Good. Thank you. Good night.
Hey, thanks, though.